The Council of Capital City Lord Mayors. Now, it's wrapped up a meeting today with the new federal minister, the man charged with addressing homelessness. And he's hit the ground running. Even before that meeting began, Luke Howarth, he was under fire for telling RN Breakfast that he wanted to put a more positive spin on that problem of people sleeping rough in other places. Later in the day on Sky News, he tried to hose things down.
It is important to acknowledge some of the good work that has been done in this space, because if we always talk about crisis and we always talk about some of the problems in the space, those people that are homeless will think nothing's being done. And I think it's important to let people know there are a lot of services out there.
Sally Capp is Lord Mayor of Melbourne. She joins us now. Sally, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jonathan.
A tricky position, I suspect, when mayors are meeting with the minister responsible for homelessness today and that immediately is overshadowed by comments of the sort that he made. I mean, how was that dealt with in the room?
Well, look, a couple of things. One, amongst the Council of Capital City Lord Mayors, we're pleased that there is a minister that is responsible for homelessness. We think that brings the right sort of national attention to this issue. And I can confidently say after our meeting this afternoon that the minister is very clear that the Council of Capital City Lord Mayors feel that there is a crisis and that it is a top priority for all of us, and we're keen to work with the federal government on how we can make an impact.
Define that crisis.
Well, we know from the census data that there are about, 116,000 people that are experiencing homelessness and housing stress. We know from the Melbourne experience that we have rough sleepers. So people, when they're at their most vulnerable, that feel their only option is to actually sleep on our streets, that those people represent just 7% of the entire homelessness population. So there are a large cohort of people out there who are invisible. And it's completely unacceptable in a prosperous country like Australia that we have this situation. We know we can fix it. It just requires that concerted effort across all levels of government and with private sector and the not-for-profit, and we feel we can really do something. But we feel that it's got to be a top priority.
What do we do? I mean, Luke Howarth, as you say, is just beginning to get across the detail of his portfolio, but he suggests that the need is for emergency housing as opposed to fully blown public housing. Where do you stand on that dichotomy?
Yeah. Well, look, we discussed this extensively this afternoon, and all of us were able to relay data and stories about the fact that there really is stress across the entire housing spectrum, from market affordability housing at one end, all the way through public housing, community housing, key worker housing, if you'd like to call it that, and then crisis accommodation. We know that we've each got different roles to play across that spectrum. And the other thing that we identified is that at every stage, just about of that housing spectrum where there's stress, there also needs to be support services because people in these situations actually need help in addition to accommodation to be able to work themselves into more stability and to feeling independent and able to get on with their lives.
I think what you're telling me, Sally Capp, is this is a problem with many faces and with, you know, solutions that are complex and not one size fits all.
That's it. But and that's really why we find ourselves in this situation. If there was an easy response to this, then we all would have done it years ago, because we know that Australia is a caring country. We know we've got the capacity to do this. It's just that we haven't brought together that coordinated effort, and we're in a situation now where I think everybody's saying enough is enough. Let's actually do something.
But we have the capacity. I mean, do we actually have the will? Do we have the political will amongst the people of this country to put their hands in their taxpayer pockets?
Yeah, what do you think? I think the response today is actually saying that people do have the will. I know the number one thing that people write to me about as Lord Mayor is about our rough sleepers. And people aren't writing to me calling for some sort of regulatory or compliance response. They're writing and saying, how can we help? How can we actually do something about this? So we take that as a mandate, and I know the other mayors feel the same way. And now it's about what are the solutions that we can apply in each of the cities. And it's not just capital cities. There are cities right across Australia in our regions as well who are confronting this situation. One of the great things about the forum that we have is the sharing of ideas so we can understand what's working well in other cities and is that applicable for us locally and how can we take that unified response to really make a difference.
Texter on 0418 226 576 says this, the Minister and the Mayors, where are the state governments?
Well, it was the Council of Capital City Lord Mayors today. We all work very closely with our state governments.
Yep.
I know our situation in Melbourne is that we actually work daily with the state government in going out in what we call our daily support teams, getting to know our rough sleepers, what are the individual circumstances that have brought them to this point in their lives and how do we work with them to help them into that independent living. Our stats show that on average it takes 60 conversations over a period of about 3 months to actually engage sufficiently and understand the issues sufficiently to work with somebody to get them off the streets and into appropriate accommodation. But of course, the other side of the equation, and that's what we talked about today, is we need more crisis accommodation with support services as the first point for those rough sleepers. They really are at their most vulnerable. They are the most likely to experience extreme situations and consequences.
How much is homelessness that's sort of the visible extremity of a whole lot of other policy failures around addiction, around domestic violence, around mental health?
Look, it's a good point. The data tells us that 40% of the people seeking help, the reasons they're seeking help is financial hardship. The next 30%, the reasons for being homeless are domestic violence issues, and that's actually in Victoria our fastest growing cohort of homeless people. It's then mental health, addiction issues, other health issues, and that gives you a very sort of superficial look into the complexity of this situation. Again, we discussed that today with the Minister. And we've got a Royal Commission into the mental health system in Victoria at the moment. And we know that if we can solve some of those issues, for example, it will have an impact on homelessness as well.
Just the last point, Sally Capp, you say this is getting the mayors together with the federal minister, an exchange of information, exchange of ideas. Is there a city in the country that's cracking this, that's getting close to a solution?
Well, part of today was looking at best practice. For example, Adelaide presented on a project they've got underway towards zero, which is very much about data and using data to drive solutions. So it was great to hear from them and they're starting to really see a difference, but they've been very much in that pilot phase of collecting the data. It's about getting to know people by name and understand their circumstances. We talked a lot about our daily support teams and a crisis accommodation, Osnam House, that opened a couple of weeks ago, which is really the new benchmark for helping people experiencing homelessness. Sydney had case studies. So look, all of the cities are trying things, but we know that we're not going to make a difference until we get that unified response across the three levels of government and we do things at scale. At the moment, we have a number of projects that are making a difference, but we need to be able to do it now at scale.
Sally Capp, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Sally Capp is the Lord Mayor of Melbourne.